All right, welcome back. It's June 2nd, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Come on, that's easily the most left-field Bayern hire I've seen in years, no cap. Dante? The same guy who gave away that dumb penalty against Chelsea in the 2012 Champions League final? Now he's running Bayern too? I swear half the Bayern fanbase still has PTSD from that 2012 final. There's no way they're not side-eyeing this hire for at least his first 10 games in charge.
Look, you're overreacting, mate. All the data says Exposed with top-flight treble experience stepping into reserve head coach roles have a first-season win rate, 28% higher than career youth coaches, right? Hell, I even heard United were sniffing around him for their U21 job before Bayern snapped him up last week.
Oh, fuck off with your sources, man. You don't know anyone who works at Carrington. You just follow some random intern on TikTok. Remember when you swore your top inside source at the Emirates said Arsenal were landing Haaland back in 2022? You still get clowned for that in our WhatsApp group every time Haaland scores a hat trick. And don't act like I forgot you were telling me just last month your source said Ten Hag was getting sacked before the Manchester Derby, yeah?
All right, fine. Bust my sources all you want. But you can't deny the guy's credentials. He won the treble with Bayern, has over 750 senior appearances, spent 3 years grinding for his coaching badges while he was still playing in League One. You're telling me he's worse than some random ex-Anu League bloke they pulled off the street? Objectively, the Bayern Talads are going to learn way more from him than they ever would from Holger Sites. The latest reports out of China earlier today even said Bayern were chasing a big-name expo for this exact role specifically to boost youth retention.
Hang on, I'm not saying he's shit, all right? I'm just saying it's a weird first gig, you know? Bayern too just won the double, right? They don't need a complete rookie coming in shaking everything up. I mean, it is one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody is refreshing their phone waiting for more tea on this. You know how ruthless Bayern are with their youth setup? If he drops 3 points in his first 4 games, they'll ship him back to play in League Two by Christmas.
Come on, he's not coming in blind. Yeah, he's got 2 experienced assistants with him. One who worked at Union Berlin. One who's been in Bayern's youth setup for 10 years. It's like throwing a promising new teen winger into cup games first instead of sticking him straight into a title decider. Yeah, they're giving him space to learn the ropes here before he even sniffs a first-team role, same as they did with Xabi Alonso. That's the exact same playbook they used for Alonso when they hired him for this same job. Remember how that turned out?
All right, fine. Let's put our money where our mouth is then, yeah? Bet you 20 quid he either gets promoted to first-team assistant before the end of next season or gets sacked. No middle ground. If I lose, I'll wear that stupid Dante Afro wig you bought to the next pub quiz. If you lose, you have to delete that fake Carrington source WhatsApp contact you made up just to win arguments. That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.